In the midst of this election season, we got new numbers on the economy today. They show the U.S. economy grew at a relatively healthy rate in the third quarter, which is the past 3 months. So how much can we make of that? NPR's Scott Horsley is covering the story. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What are the numbers?
This is the gross domestic product, the government's broadest measure of economic activity. And today's report shows it grew at an annual pace of 2.6% in late summer and early fall, which sounds pretty good, especially compared to the first half of the year when GDP showed the economy shrinking. In reality, though, the economy's kind of in a holding pattern. Here's Mark Zandi. He's chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
If you take a step back and look at GDP, it's gone effectively nowhere over the past year. So one quarter or two, it's down a bit. This quarter, it's up a little bit. But net-net, we're kind of treading water.
Treading water is not great, of course, but it's certainly better than sinking.
Okay, so the numbers are pretty good for the moment, at least in this particular quarter, but not great. So what's pulling down the economy?
Inflation is certainly a challenge. It's cutting into people's purchasing power. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve has responded by aggressively raising interest rates. Mortgage rates have more than doubled over the last year, and that's taking a heavy toll in the housing market, which is a big component of GDP. Mm-hmm. Home building and home sales both fell sharply in the third quarter. Paul Schwinghammer builds custom homes in Indiana, and his company had a record year last year when the housing market was on fire, but he sees a lot less work coming down the pipeline.
We are seeing that the top of the funnel is not as full as it was. So we know that as we finish homes, we're not going to be starting as many in the coming months in the next year as we have been in the last 2 years.
And again, that's not an accident. The Fed is deliberately raising borrowing costs in an effort to tamp down demand and curb inflation. The housing market's one of the first places you see that, but it probably won't be the last.
So if that's dragging the economy, what's pulling it up?
The biggest driver of the economy is consumer spending, and so far that's holding up pretty well. Spending was up modestly during the quarter, even though prices have been going up faster than most people's wages. In some cases, people have been able to draw on savings that they built up during the first 2 years of the pandemic to supplement their spending. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute says, on average, bank account balances are still a lot higher now than they were back in 2019, before the pandemic. Now, those balances are starting to come down, though, so you can't really count on those savings to prop up spending indefinitely.
Okay, well, let's go into the future. As people's savings get lower and lower, what's the outlook for next year?
We're probably in for a period of slow growth, if not outright contraction. A lot will depend on how hard the Fed hits the brakes and how long. A lot of forecasters think the U.S. will slip into recession in the year to come. Zandi's hopeful, though, we might avoid that.
We need to catch a break. You know, we've been pretty unlucky. We got nailed by a global pandemic, which still is creating havoc in many parts of the world, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which wasn't even on the radar screen a year ago. So we just need a little bit of luck.
The job market continues to be a bright spot. Employers added nearly 3.8 million jobs so far this year. We'll be on the lookout for October jobs numbers at the end of next week.
Amazing, such low unemployment, but it still feels like a tough economy for so many people, given the realities of their situation. Scott, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR Scott Horsley.